Well, let's give it up for Shenanigans, too, and London Brickshire. Awesome. Woo, that's going to be in my head all day. Oh, it did. You did it. Good morning. So it is the best day ever. And, you know, when Cindy was sharing, and it's like, her and I have talked about this, and emotions just come up when they come up, and it's all good, it's all God. And knowing that the love that she is here, she gets to take and share out in the world, definitely never want to stop anyone from their own growth and from where they're going and what they're doing, and knowing that something wonderful is happening everywhere. So it's all good. And with that, there's it's just all good. It just is all good. It is. And I'll keep telling myself that until I know it. So today's talk title is Divine Ideas. And each one of us are like the most brilliant divine idea. And yet sometimes we run into people that it's like, well, what kind of divine idea are you? I was watching this video on YouTube, and this lady was telling a story about how she had her daughter in the car seat, and her daughter had her little animal. It probably wasn't a goat. I wanted to get your goat today, so I got your goat. Anyway, she had her little stuffed animal, and the mom is in the drive-thru at McDonald's, and so the daughter's freaking out. I've lost my stuffed animal, so she's trying to reach and find it. Well, the car in front of her has gone forward. So she still doesn't realize that, and she's reaching for it. The car behind her blares on the horn, like, you have just ruined my life because you haven't moved 5 feet forward. Yeah. So she first said, I got out and I punched the lady. I was like, no, not really. What kind of divine idea would that be? She said, what I did is I found the stuffed animal and gave it to my baby and then moved forward and proceeded to pay. I not only paid for myself, but I paid for the lady behind me. Because you never know what's going on in somebody else's life. And just because they want to act out doesn't mean we have to act out. This is part of the divine idea. Because if somebody throws their anger at us, and then we go throw our anger at everyone else in our world, then we are not creating a world that works for everyone. So it's like when things like that happen, it's like, all right, let me go to a divine idea. What would be a good thing for me to do? Because I don't know what's going on in somebody else's life. I don't know what trauma they might have going on, you know? I should have never coffee. Heaven's sakes, you know, it was probably 10 a.m. I might be blaring on my horn too. So we have to really tune into ourselves, and it's like, how can I respond in a way that's going to be beautiful and brilliant and create a world that I want to live in? And the more we create a world and be that center and that space of love and excitement, yeah, then we just get excited about everything. And then it mushrooms out into the world. And if we are that space of beautiful, eloquent, amazing vibration, then everyone in our experience is also that amazing vibration. If they're not, they have to get far, far away because they won't be able to handle our amazingness, right? Like attracts like. And then we repel the other stuff that doesn't work. And pretty soon there'll be so many of us that are sending that love vibration out that that's all there is. So being at that space of love vibration, which may mean that we have to change our idea of who we are, our thoughts about who we are. There is this wonderful line in it's in the Bible. So it says, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins. So when we're putting in our good affirmations, our wonderful treatment, we have to be aware that that has already shifted us. And we are shifting, and we are having a new idea of who we are. And if you haven't got that idea yet, go see a practitioner. Let them tell you about the divinity that you are. Come see me. Come to Coffee and Conversations. Come and sit and really be open here on a Sunday morning to the fact that who you are has changed just by showing up here. We are changed. We are renewed by the renewing of our minds. So we're renewing our minds about who we are, regardless of everything that's happened out there in the world, everything that's happened in our past. That doesn't even exist. All that exists is right here. So it's like right here, each one of us are a center point of divine idea. So we get to see ourselves in a new light, in a new space. Change how you see yourself. Because sometimes we see ourselves as small or shy or not good enough or not smart enough or not talented enough, whatever it is. Let's put that crap behind us. And I really want to say that crap. So, and have a new belief system, part of our BS, right? A new belief system about ourselves. Because the old belief system doesn't serve us anymore. Seeing yourself in a higher light, that you are the leader. You are the love. You are the one transitioning this world because you showed up today. Wow, you didn't even know that that was your big responsibility, right? But every thought that we have, every emotion is a ripple out into the universe, and those ripples are touching everyone because we're all connected. I was thinking about this morning because 9/11 is just around the corner, and most of us, in fact, I'm sure all of us, know exactly where we were when we heard the news about 9/11 because it touched us at the core. And my mom and I were talking about it this morning because I have a conversation with my mother every morning, and it's beautiful and it's brilliant and it's getting better every day. Yes. Anyway, she was talking about how it doesn't really affect us, and it's like, what? She's like, I know exactly where I was, but you know, when you hear that it's all the way in New York, it doesn't really affect us, and it's like, it affects. It affects us at the core. It affects us at the heart level and the soul level and the spiritual level when we hear things. And some of us were even feeling it that morning before it even happened. It's like something's different today. Something's going on. And that's where we get to take responsibility and have a new divine idea about what's happening in life. It's like, all right, there's some things transitioning, things that are changing. And knowing that a life is eternal, regardless of if people make their transition off of this planet, life and spirit is eternal. And for us to continue that upward, beautiful, amazing, brilliant spiral, let's have a vibration of love and peace and harmony and send that ripple of love to everyone that was affected immediately. And then all of us that were affected emotionally, spiritually, at the soul level. And just breathe in the fullness of life and know that there are wonderful things that are happening and divine ideas, and that we're going to jump on that beautiful magic carpet of the divine ideas that are unfolding. Because there's so many beautiful divine ideas through each one of us, in, as, and through, and as us, and beautiful divine ideas that are happening out there in the universe. Let's grab onto those and say, yeah, that's beautiful. Like the lady paying for the person behind her, the random act of kindness. It's like, lady, I don't know what's going on in your life, but obviously you're not having a good day or a good life. Let me celebrate you by just paying it forward. So this week, I'm going to encourage everyone to have a new divine idea about who you are, because you bring your whole self to the planet. You bring your whole self to this universe. So what am I affecting? Am I infecting or am I affecting? Beauty, peace, love, joy. Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind. I really do have it. We must know that the doorway of opportunity is never closed. Man is never receptive to Man is always receptive to the divine ideas. It is never too late. Never too late for us to manifest opportunity. It is never withheld from us for a single moment. There is no sense of limited or restricted opportunity. There's always something wonderful happening. Last week, Cindy told her story about how she didn't get the job, and then she calls me and she's like, okay, so they did call me back. And I'm going to make a trip all the way up and back in one day and go to this interview. And of course they offered her the job, because when she said, you know, they hadn't offered the job, it's like, well, that doesn't seem right because it seems so perfect. And so it's like, okay, something wonderful is always happening, and it's never too late. Regardless of our age, regardless of what's happened, regardless of if we think it's already gone, something wonderful is unfolding. So we have that divine idea. And a part of that divine idea is having that divine idea about ourselves and that we're worthy. The divine idea is always trying to work through us so we might experience our greater yet to be. And it uses ideas to do so. It's like we're grabbing these things, and I always think of ourselves as the sum total of all of our thoughts, and that's what we're expressing, is the sum total of all of our thoughts. Well, if we're not happy with all of our thoughts, it's like, let's make sure we're changing our thoughts so that we can really see ourselves in a new light and so that we can change what is outpouring from us. As Emerson said, who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying, because who each one of us speaks loudly. And it's based on our energy, it's based on our thoughts, it's based on our feelings and our vibration about ourselves. You know, when people walk in the door, you can feel that love, or you can feel that, whoa, somebody is not happy today. Or maybe they're not having a good life. I don't know. All I know is that we can always be that space of love. And if somebody else is acting out, I don't have to jump into their anger. I don't have to jump into their frustration. And as a parent, I have to really remember that. Because if my children are complaining about something, the first thing I want to do is jump into action, where it's like, let me sit back and know that they are their own little bubble of love and that they'll figure it out. And that I'm here as a sounding board. I'm here as a love space. I'm here as an allowing space to allow them to do whatever they choose. You know, when my oldest son, I went to one of the back to school nights when he was in high school, and the English teacher said, oh my God, he is so funny, he should be a comedian. And I'm like, this is my doctor, my engineer, he is the brilliant one. And he's the actor. So it's like, you know, each child, each person is going to do their own thing. And it's like, as an individual, each one of us want to be able to express ourselves in our own way and have the love and support from other people in our family. So having that love and support, that it's like, okay, great. If you don't want to go to college and you just want to let that scholarship go, it's okay. You want to be an actor, do it. Okay, awesome, great. My other son, you want to go to China again? Seriously? Okay, great, do it. It's so far from me, I don't understand. Maybe I take a clue, I don't know. But loving ourselves through the process, regardless of everything, it's like our brilliant little children are doing their own things, and each one of us is brilliant entities doing our own thing. And just being able to love people where they are, whether it's your partner, your child, your parent, anyone in your life, allowing them to be, do, and have whatever it is that they choose. That is their choice. And how can I love them through the process? Well, I'm loving myself and making sure that I'm living up to my own greatness, the divinity that flows through me, because there is a divine idea that flows through each one of us. Mary Morrissey gives in Prosperity Plus, in her 5 questions to ask yourself when you're creating a dream for yourself. She does all these dream builder workshops, and we just finished Prosperity Plus. The first question, and I actually have these on a sheet. I thought I put them back there, but I didn't see them. So it's a little game I play with myself. It's called hide and seek. I put stuff somewhere, and then I have to go find where I put it. So it's here somewhere. I'll make sure they're on the back table. Anybody else play that game with themselves? Okay, so it's a little fun game I play. Where's my coffee? Where's these sheets? Anyway, I always say I'm creative, so my desk is a collage. Because some people have the organizational skills down really, really well. Thank God Teresa has those down really well. I'm like, do you ever get tired of having to just kind of pick up after me because I leave this and leave this and leave this? It's like, nah, it's all good. So the 5 key questions. First, does it give me life? So when we have these divine ideas that are flowing through us, it's like I'm inspired. Does it give me life? Does it make me feel excited and good about who I am? First question to ask. And if it doesn't, then it's like, well, then that maybe isn't a divine idea. Second question, does it align with my core values? Does it align with who I am and my core values? I mean, if I had a divine idea to go open up a bar. It probably doesn't align with my values. So it's like, okay, that's probably not it. Third question, do I need help from a higher power? Always. Fourth one is, will it cause me to grow? When we have these divine ideas, it's like, yeah, I'm going to grow and I'm going to learn more, which is always a great thing. Is there some good in it, in this for others? Is there some good in it for others? And when we have these divine inspirations, there's always good for us and good for others. Whether we're offering someone else a job or an opportunity or even just something brilliant that we've put out there, this is a divine idea. And I think about that even individualized as ourselves. Is this a divine idea? Are each one of us a divine idea? Do we give life to our lives? Or do we just sit and just do nothing? Because each one of us have something creative to express. Do I align with my own core values? Do I need help from a higher power? And that infinite intelligence is always flowing through us. So taking time to tap into it, taking time to meditate, taking time to just tune in, journal, to get clear on what my ideas are. Am I causing myself to grow, or am I allowing myself to grow? And is there good in what I do for others? Well, if I'm walking into a room and I'm just angry and mad and I'm not bringing my best self forward, it's better to put myself on a little time out. It's like, let me put myself on time out. Let me clear my energy and let me make sure that I walk in with good, loving energy, because I don't need to walk into my home or into a friend's house or into a store with anger and rage and frustration. Let me make sure that I'm taking myself in there with love and brilliance. There's a beautiful story about a monastery, and there was this whole area, and all the monks were getting really kind of depressed. It seemed like the crops hadn't been good for all the village people. Everybody was depressed, and the monks were just, you know, things aren't really good. We've kind of lost a lot of people. Nobody wants to become a monk these days. We don't have money. We don't have money coming in. Everything just in the whole area just seems a little depressed. And so the head monk went to go visit the great rabbi. And the rabbi said, "One amongst you is the Messiah." And the monk is like, "Oh, really?" So he went back and he's telling all of the other monks, he said, "The rabbi told me that one amongst us is the Messiah, is the chosen one. And it could be you, it could be me, it could be any of us. So we must take that into consideration." Well, all of a sudden, every one of the monks started treating each other differently, because it's like, what if, even though he's grumpy, maybe that's teaching us something. So that, I better honor him, because it could be him, the lead monk, it could be him. And then they had to look at themselves and say, you know, it could be me. Maybe I am the Messiah, and I didn't even know. All of a sudden, everything in the energy changed, because everybody started treating each other differently. The energy of the whole village changed. People started coming. And because other young men would see how these monks were treating each other, more of them wanted to come and become a monk. So everything started growing and flourishing, and people were working together in love and harmony. What if one of you is the chosen one? I am here to tell you today, you are the chosen one. You are it. You are the divine idea. So being the divine idea, how are you treating yourself? And how are you treating each other? And knowing that so within, so without. If I'm treating myself as the Messiah, as the chosen one, as the divine idea to be out here in this life experience, then let me handle myself with love. Let me handle everyone else with love, and not what we're handling them, but let me make sure that everything I do is with love. So that is the idea for this week, is treating yourself as the chosen one, because you are. Treating each other as the chosen one, because each and every person in your experience showed up here to be part of our whole drama of life. So we'll look at the divine ideas, treating ourselves like a divine idea and like the chosen one. So let's go inside our heart of hearts, opening up our minds to great ideas, closing our eyes to any distractions as we go within, inside our heart of hearts, knowing that Spirit is breathing us, that we are already the divine idea, and that there are divine ideas flowing through us. There is beauty, there is brilliance, there is amazingness. Knowing that as we talk to that Spirit, that energy, that infinite intelligence that flows through us, in us, as us, that we are in that connectedness. That as we're having conversations with ourselves, we're having conversations with Spirit. Spirit, just remind me to see myself in a higher light. To change the idea about who I am, to remind myself every day, every moment of the divine idea that is expressing, individualized as each one of us. That we recognize that we are the chosen one to come out and play full in this life experience. And that each one of our team players is also a divine idea. Whether they're playing on our team or another team, we are all one in this cosmic soup. Knowing that as dancing stars, we can just allow our lights to shine with beauty, with brilliance, with love. Knowing that there is health, there is healing, there is a divine essence flowing as every cell in our bodies vibrate at a whole new level, a whole new light, a whole new idea. And that we just step into that gratitude place. Knowing that I am so grateful for each and every step. I am so grateful for the I am, that we are beautifully, brilliantly. Grateful for the I am. Grateful for the uniqueness. Grateful for the divine idea flowing through. Grateful for the opportunity to be that space of love always. And in great gratitude, I just release this into the universal action of the law, knowing that all is well. As we anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. Amen.